Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Devarim, Tisha B'Av, Shechal B'Shavis, Tashim Pei Beis, Shvizok to be in Yerushalayim. Learn Shemin's Chus Refu Shlema for Esetil B'Av Ariel Tzipor B'Sor Shechal Yisrael. First idea comes to us from Imre HaMelech. Imre HaMelech was the father of the Ish Kodesh, Zuchus Yor Ganolino, Hashem Yikom Domo. Eila Zor Vashadibar Moshe. These are the things that Moshe said in front of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says, Lefi Shehein Divrei HaTuchachos, V'Yiz Kirim B'Remez, V'Nei Kivonin Shal Yisrael. Because they were such harsh words of rebuke. He mentioned the places, he didn't mention the sins. Why? Because of the kavodan of the Jewish people. And it says all in the Mefarshim, the Imre HaMelech asks, what's the pshat over here? What is going on? If you think about it, says the Imre HaMelech, the Torah doesn't waste any space talking about the Meraglim and Korach, talking about anything else. That's why we're here, it's Derech Remes. So he says a great idea. He says the Imre HaMelech, Klal Yisrael is about to hear the words of Tuchacha. It says that with Peter Medrash that every Jew is about to do tshuva. And that's just tshuva meyirim, but tshuva meyavam. We're going to the Gemara and Peivav tells us in Yuma. The Gemara says that someone does tshuva out of ava, you change your sin that you want on purpose to zechusim. To zechusim. In kemi, meil hafel kolech atam, mitzvahs. Every single one of the sins were changed into a mitzvah. Chachmanos, the Moshe, prate prateim, says the Imre HaMelech, every single one of the sins were specified by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because every one was a zechus. Because every Jew did tshuva. Not only does the Torah, when it happens, does it, but when Moshe Rabbeinu specifies each and part of every sin, you think that it's a degradation of Klal Yisrael. No, it's a schuz because every single Jew did the tshuva. Not only did the tshuva me'ava when they did that. At the end of the day, that is what it's all about. I remember there was a holy Jew who collected a lot of stuck in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Mishpacha or Ami, what did a whole thing on him? I forgot who it was. He was one of the chassid, he stood by the bank on my Kikar Shabbos, and he always, I would always ask him for a Dvar Torah. Rabbi Rabbi Arya Kohnstein always said, God ask him for a Dvar Torah. He always felt like he has some sort of Ruach HaKodesh. So he said, I asked him once for a vort right after Yom Kippur one year, and he told me the following. He said, Shuva me'ava, someone does shuva out of love. He said, we pretend like you take a glass. You throw the glass on the ground, and the glass shatters everywhere. You go to the videotape, that's what it sees. But when a person does shuva, what happens? The glass never falls. The glass never breaks. It never happens. Because at the end of the day, it's on the other side. It's in schus. We're going to look at more about how Shu Me'ava works. Look at the Kedushas Levi and Shabbat Shuva. But at the end of the day, to realize that the mistakes that we've done, we have to be able to use those. And not only do Shuva from them, but at the end of the day, it helps us become better people when we learn from them. As Rav Hunter says, Shiva. Sheva Yipal Tzadik become a Tzadik falls seven times. Says Rav Hunter, no. Seven Sheva Yipal Tzadik become that a Tzadik becomes a Tzadik because of his failures, because of his struggles. And he learns from it and changes from that. That's what it's all about. Shumayava, learn from your mistakes. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes from Menachem Tzinner, Menachem Zaks, we haven't quoted from a few weeks. Unbelievable idea. I think connects beautifully to the 3 weeks, especially for the 9 days. And for Tisha B'Av, Ezra Shem Yishpach, and Yishalam Yerkosh. Third passing in our parsha, Vahi Ba'arim Shana, there's 40 years. Dimer Moshe Ben Yisrael. Moshe told all the Jewish people everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu told them. Ask Menachem Tzion, what is going on over here? What is going on? Also Aleihem, just says, B'chol Asher Tziva Hashem. What's Also Aleihem? What's Aleihem coming to teach us? It says you have to go back to Parshas Ve'era. Idabra Hashem, Moshe Ve'Aaron, Ve'Tavim B'nei Yisrael. Parshas Ve'era in Perek Vav, it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron, Ve'Tavim B'nei Yisrael, and he commanded Klal Yisrael, says Rashi on the spot, Tziva Aleihem. What did Moshe compare? What was Moshe commanded to them to do to them? Lahaniga menachas v'lisbolasam, to lead them with patience, to lead them with joy, and to be soulful to them. Says the Menachem Tzion, even after 40 years, and even they were maybe you could even say at the end of the day they were the cause for Moshe Rabbeinu not to be able to get there to Israel and Korach and the Meraglim and the complainers and all the sins. Nevertheless, at the 40th year, the 36-day speech, Moshe did not lose it. Right at the end of that Sunday, when you're just and your kids are just done and you're done, and they're just like one more thing, all you want to do is lose it. Also Aleihem, Moshe lo avad es avaruso, the hinch of Hanis benisho benachas, b'shalom b'mishir b'ava b'mesiris. He kept the love, he kept the passion, he kept the peace. At the end of the day, Also Aleihem means that he remembered his promise that he gave the chodesh to Kadosh Baruch Hu 40 years before in Egypt. How many of us were able to, of our kids, or of our students, or of our friends, or of our families? And they say one thing, they push us over the top. Push us over the top. Like Rabbi Trink said, just love them. It's not just a book. Just love them means that the kids that usually that act out the most, those are the ones that need the most, the love the most. Those are the most, the most patient. We have to be consistent. Even, especially the kids that are giving us the hardest time. Those are the kids that need it. But Moshe Rabbeinu never wavered. Says Menachem Sion, he never wavered. And Rabbi Chaim said that was Rabbi Chaim's whole philosophy. Why is it that book? My Rebbe, Rabbi Shaul Besser, Shlita. The world set the Chinuch world on fire. Because every Jewish classroom, every classroom of the world is dealing with this. No kid can sit for more than 10 seconds. Because a teacher, a Rebbe, needs to have this mindset. This positive and caring and kind perspective, especially after the things that you're going to drive someone off the wall, to still do their best to be their own Moshe Rabbeinu, and be able to not lose it at the end. Spread that love, and that's all about the week, that's all the 9 days, to spread love and Ahava. Shizoch, that's the Hashem. Moving on to number three. It's Pasuk, Pasuk Dalet. Achrei HaKosa Sich HaMelech HaMori, Asher Yoshev HaKeshbon, after they hit Sichon, the king of Amori, who dwelled in Cheshbon, as O Melech HaBashan, Asher Yoshev HaAshos Be'Adrei. Right, and then they conquered Og, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us that we were at Har Sinai long enough. It's time to move on. But we got to focus. Why Dafka, Sichon, and Cheshbon, and Og, and Melech HaBashan? What do those represent? It's very much a chidush in that Rav Shua, I feel like, quotes all the time. What does Sichon and Og represent? It says they're two different aspects. Says the chidush in the first guy, Rebbe, the grandfather of the Sfasemis. Sichon represents the thoughts. Asher Yoshiv the Cheshbon, that they dwell in our Cheshbon. Cheshbon not just a place, but Cheshbon is a Lashon Machshava. They dwell in our thoughts. We have to remove the sikha from our thoughts. The Og, what does Og represent? Og represents the actions. Og represents the tefillin shel yad, our actions. As the puzzle says, Asher Yoshev HaShos Be'Adrei, Kedushim says that Zeroah, is Adrei, is Aramaic for hand. Says that at the end of the day, after we get rid of the Og, after we get rid of the sikhon, the machshavos, the cheshbon, get rid of the evil thoughts, and get rid of the Og and the evil actions, then we get out of the Moshe Benu Hashvav, Har Sinai, and then we get the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all about Sumer Rav Asik Tov. Remove the evil, and then you can come to the wise of every Jew, and then come to Eretz Yisrael. Or you take away the iPhone, you take away this, take away that. They're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're able to get rid of the Narishkeit, then the real light can be able to go through. Then the real Kiddush is able to shine through. The Avni Nizhi said a beautiful idea. Sumer Rav Asik Tov. What's that Vav doing there? Sumer Rav Ve'Asik Tov? There's Sumer Rav Asik Tov. Sumer Rav Ve'Asik Tov means that it's one really thing. Sumira, how do I go away from the evil? How do I go away from the negative things in my life? How do I go from the mitzvah, bein ha-mitzvah? How do I go from the negative, the choshek of my life? Sumira, ve'asitum. Avidei asitum. Through giving, increasing more light, and more kiddusha, and more Torah, and more tefillah, and more davening, and more light. And then all the choshek will pass away. Rabbi Kamenetsky, Shlita, once gave a shmir tenayim shmuz. He said, we tell a kid not to think about pink elephants. Don't think about pink elephants. That's all you're going to think about is pink elephants. Don't let that's all you're going to think about. You have to give them light. Give them light, and then they're going to even want to. They're going to have such the greatest defense is a good offense. The greatest, like all the coach, I don't know, one coach said, some coach said the greatest defense is a good offense. When you keep the defense off the field, keep your offense on the field. And that's what the Kotzka said. When someone asked him, now the Nazar's a father-in-law, what do you tell your students about the Yitzhara, how to fight? He said, I want my Taminim to not have time for the Yitzhara. They're so busy with the Yitzhara Tov. They're so busy with the good inclination. They don't have time for the bad inclination. What an incredible idea of the Chidush Sharim. From the Avnei Ezer, from the Kotzker, we're on to day number four. Day number four comes from the Mar Veshemesh, sixth pasuk of our parsha. Hashem alakenu diber elena b'choyev leimor ravachem shuvu b'lahar azeh. But Hashem Baruch Hu says we are here in Har Sinai long enough. Pnu su lachem time to be able to move on from Har Sinai. Says the Mar Veshemesh, what's the deeper idea for us? B'choyev tziva alechem Hashem shelo tiru komniya v'apro kahar. Don't look at everything as a huge mountain. Not just talking physically about Har Sinai. But right, we have to move off from everything being a mountain. Because you can't grow from 0 to 100 in 1 second. Every day in Baghdad, be consistent. One step at a time. One thing at a time. Right? The Gemara says, and the Mor Veshemesh is quoting here, that when Mashiach is going to come, the Tzadikim are going to look at the Yitzhara and the Rasham are going to look at the Yitzhara two different ways. The Tzadikim are going to see a huge mountain, and the Rasham, I'm going to see that it was a string. All they had to do was to take it one day at a time. All they had to do was take it one thing at a time. And my Rebbe, Rav Simon Shlita, was just in Kamar Shabbos. We had discussed to go here at the Suda. My son and I went to go be able to walk by the Marisha Koilo. And he quoted Rabbi Willie from 1984. It was crazy. It was kavaldic. He quoted Rabbi Willie from 38 years ago. And he said, the Ein Yaakov, the Medrash, we don't, the famous Medrash that everybody knows, the Parshas Pinchas. Everybody wants to know what's the most important pasuk in the parsha, and everyone wants it Shema Yisrael, wants it after the Chakamaycha, wants it says, and I think it's Ben Zoyma. So keves achad tasa b'bokeh, v'etz keves shen tasa b'man. We have to bring the keves in the morning, keves in the afternoon. What? That's so gishmak? Says Rabbi Simon and Alpida Rav Nefarshim. Yes, consistency. Once at a time, once at a time. That's what it's all about. A person can't go, he can't start from being with Rabbi Rachaim Kanevsky until you be one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 line of Gemara at a time. Not so Rabbi Shomer Freifeld. There's a mitzvah to go to Rabbi Freifeld. Come on, comes to Rabbi Freifeld. And he said, how am I supposed to start learning? I can't even read 1 line of Gemara. I can't even. And the next day, Rabbi Freifeld gives him a Baba Basra, I think. Maybe a different thing to Gemara. He gives him a laminated Gemara, give him one daf. So this is a Masechta. We're going to make a seam on this daf. Yeah, you look at Baba Basra, you look at 176. It's very daunting. One daf at a time, one page at a time, one day at a time. That's the Avodah. The Yitzhahara tries to get us good and say, you know what? Can't do everything in one shot. We're not here to do everything in one shot. One step at a time, consistency, consistency, consistency. Moving on to Adin number 5. Adin number 5 comes to us from the Nach of Kedumim. The Nach of Kedumim. The Pasuk says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Laman Alpha, Mimibar, Shar Yisa, Shinasa, Hashem, Kafa, Shar Yisa, Yishus, Beno, Hadarach, Hashalach, Rabbach, Man, Malcolm, Azach, Rish Baruch, who took you in the desert, like a man who carries his son all the way that you've gone until you've come to his place. Like a man that carries his son. What's coming to teach us, says Nach of Kedumim. Hashem Yisbarach took off our sins. Even he's our Melech. And we know the Gemara tells us that a melech is not moichal on their cover. We're not allowed to. The chozos, nevertheless, says Nach of Kedumim, Kasha Yisa, Ish es beno, uva'av, shemocha, kvodo, kvodo mocha. Yes, a king is not allowed to give up his honor. But a father can be mocha's honor. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father. And that's what the Pasuk wants to teach us. Kasha Yisa, Ish Yisa, but we made a mistake. But yet, Kodesh Baruch Hu, his love for us, he removed those sins. And he'd be able to bring us that tremendous connection. This is something that the Kosher Lover Rebbe, the Nesiv HaShem, talks a lot about this. Why is it that this Chodesh is called Menachem Av? It's called a month of Av. Because at the end of the day, he had a separation. And Chas HaShem, we have to sit on the floor in Motzei Shabbos. What are we crying for? We're crying for a building. Just a building. We're crying for the connection of our Av. That we once had such a pure love. Today we are visiting there in Kemar Shah. You see the way the kids run into their father and mother's hands. The holiest thing in the world. See the way they wait. That's what we had. That's what we had in Yerushalayim. And that was taken away from us. And now the Rabbanu Shalom is out in the field. It's very easy to access him during the Beinim Atzom, Kol Rod Tfeh, Yisipo Beinim Atzom, like the Magen of Medrash said, Kol Rod Tfeh, Rodif Kol, Gvaldik. But it's so easy to feel Kodesh Baruch Hu by the Shechini in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. And that's what we want. We want to be able to have that Av, that feeling of the Abba, of Tata. Menachem Av means, it's not just Av. It's a month that we're able to feel Kodesh Baruch Hu the most. That our pain is his pain, like the Ish Kodesh wrote in Parshas Matos in 1942. Imo Anochi Betzoro. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I am with you in your pain. Kasha Yisa Ish Yisbeno. You have to remember, Kodesh Baruch Hu might, depending on what happens in the next 5 days, he might have to be able to sit on another floor, but to know that he's with us. To know that a father is with us no matter wherever we go. In Galas and Gula, he's always with by our hand. Beautiful Yom HaKach HaKadumim. And from the Kodesh Gavar, the Nitzvi Shalom, and all the Sama Gadoshim, let's review these videos. He started with the Imri and the Melech. The Melech tells us why is it the Torah that specified not the places, but just the Remez. Because they don't. It was at the end of it was at the end of Moshe's lesson. He just went to Remez for the Kvod and Shal Yisrael. But nevertheless, he still went into detail on each one of the things. So says the Mar Shem Shiyah. Says the Imri and Melech because every so called Pesach, so every one of the sins, every Jew did tshuva. And we know the Jew does tshuva, tshuva me'ava. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe wanted everyone to get the schus for each one of the sins because everyone was a schus. Every detail was for them. That's for us about the Jewels. That Jew from Eretz Yisrael, they told me that when you throw the glass on the floor, it never happened when you do tshuva. You go back to the videotape, you're ready for the videotape, it never happened, it's not there. Now it's not there, so it actually makes you better. Malcolm Shabbat, tshuva, omdim, ain't tzadikim, omdim. And the tzadik's on a higher level, Gemara Brachos, Lamadal, Lamadal, he's based houses. 34b, that Baal Tshuva's on a higher level than the tzadik. And that's what Ferner said, Shevi Yipal Tzadik Akam, that the tzadik falls 7 times. No, to become a tzadik means that you learn from your mistakes, you're able to go forward. The second idea said, Menachem Tzion, and that also Aleim. And Aleph Gimel, what's Aleim? What's coming to teach? If they remember what HaKadosh Baruch commanded Moshe Ben all the way back 40 years before in Mitzrayim, Itzavim of Bnei Yisrael, what did he tell us? Rashi says, Itzavim of Menachas. And even after they sinned, even if they messed up, says Menachem Sion, Moshe lo avanus abanusa, v'imshach l'anis v'anis v'anachas. Moshe Ben never lost his patience and his love and his care. And for every single teacher and every single parent, every single kid and student, we have to spread that love, especially to the kids who need it the hardest. The kids who are acting out, there's a reason why. That's Rabbi Chaim said, just love them, especially to the kids who are acting out. The third idea of Chidush Harim, Sichon and Og. Sichon represents the Cheshbon, the Cheshbonos, the things that the things that are our thoughts we have to get, we have to be careful about. And Og represents our actions. Adre is a lotion of Zeroya, of hands. And then the Or can be able to get through. The Avnei Nezer, Sumei Rabba, Ba'asei Tov. The Vav is there. You want to know how to push away Asei Tov, to be busy with Asei Tov. Something they wrote from his father in the Kotzker, when he said, what do you tell about these things about Yitzhahara? I want my students to have time for the Yitzhahara. They're so busy with the Yitzhah Tov. For the day of the Morav HaShemesh, Av Avam Zayin, the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells us that we're here for a long time, to have able to move on. The Har HaZeh. What's the Har HaZeh? It's stop thinking that everything's such a big har, everything's a big mountain. No, one thing at a time, one step at a time, like my Rebbe said, but Rav Simon, the Kibbutz Echad, the Inyak, one step at a time, every consistency, you bring the lamb in the morning the lamb in the afternoon, and then all the darkness will fall away. Consistency of every single day and during our Baruch Shabbat. The fifth and final idea, we said from the Nach Gedumim, the Kaddish Baruch Hu took him literally on his back. Ish ish, as another kafala takes his son and says, what's coming to him? Why is the puzzle telling us? Because the Malach Gemara tells us he's not able to be mocha on their kavod, but a father is able to be mocha on their kavod. Kaddish Baruch Hu is our father. Kaddish Baruch Hu is our father. And be able to end of the day to realize Kaddish Baruch Hu is our father. And if we go into Galus, the Ish Kosh is the Parshas Mount is 1942, Kaddish Baruch Hu is also in Galus. And the Kosh Glover and the Sivu Shem, all the Samar Gedoshim tell us, Menachem Av is to realize that if we're in pain, Kaddish Baruch Hu is with us in our pain, and to know that Kaddish Baruch Hu is our Father, and He's with us every single minute, no matter what. We should be zochah to feel Kaddish Baruch Hu together. But not if we have to feel the pain, we're going to feel the rejoice, we're going to feel the joy. Like the Shem Yishmuel said, I read this from the Chevra this week, that the harder the Golos, we know the harder the Golos, the harder the days, the greater the Gula. So now we see so many things happening in the world. We know the Gula is imminent; it's right here. We should be zochah bezeh Hashem to believe in the true Me'ava. Believe in love and patience to the kids, especially that need it the most. Be able to make sure that spread our lives with good and positivity. And to realize that it's all about consistency. And to know, Kodesh Baruch Hu is our Av before our Melech, Be'ez Hashem Shvech. The Shabbos, hoping to see everyone in Yishlam and Kodesh, Be'ez Hashem Shvech.